Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this midweek Advent service comes from our Old Testament reading of Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from its roots shall bear fruit. And that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for all the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Thus far the text. Stumps are dead. They're remnants of a tree cut down, a worthless tree that no longer bears any fruit. These trees have become useless for anything other than to be thrown into the fire. Stumps remind us of what was, the hopes of something that was once great and good, but is now no longer. And with the tree gone, the fruit too, the stumps soon die as well. The roots, they rot away. Nothing is expected from a stump. In fact, when a shoot does appear, it's usually cut down as well. Nothing good can really come from that shoot. It isn't wanted. It isn't needed. It's usually seen to be just as worthless as the stump that it came from, more of a nuisance than anything else. The tree of Jesse once held such great promise. The father of David produced a decent king that did his best to lead God's people in justice and righteousness. The tree under David grew big and strong, at least in a worldly way. And it only continued with Solomon, the wisest and the richest of all the earth. The tree seemed mighty indeed under them. Everything looked great for this wonderful tree. That is, until it wasn't. History will tell us that even great Solomon began to waver. Under him, the tree first began to show signs of its eventual death. His sons fought each other for the crown, dividing nations and splitting the people. False gods were worshipped, idols were bowed down to, and the tree got sicker, produced less and less fruit, until finally it was cut down, pruned naked by the Assyrians, axe laid to bear by the Babylonians, until nothing was left but a dead stump. And centuries later, from this stump of Jesse, miraculously came a shoot like the first sapling, only different. On the one hand, this shoot was nothing like what that old tree of David had been. It was weak and spindly. Nothing was expected of it. What could really be expected from a shoot that springs forth from a disgraced teenage mother who gives birth in a barn? By the mere sight of this shoot, no one could say that anything would amount to it. The stump was too long dead. There was no temporal reason that this shoot would turn into anything, no earthly reason that anyone at all would be drawn to its beauty or take nourishment from its fruit. It was despised and rejected by men. But on the other hand, this shoot became everything that that old tree never was. In this shoot was life and the light of men. From this shoot came forth fruit that did not lead to eternal life, eternal death, but fruit that nourished to eternal life. And he did not judge the people by what could be seen. That is to say, he did not judge by what seemed to be right, by what made sense. He judged the people with the righteousness that came from within himself, deciding with equity based upon his own righteousness and his own perfection. And a shoot like this shouldn't last, drawing from itself in order to give life to those around it. It should, by all accounts, just wither away. But it didn't. It came to give life from death. It came to accomplish the impossible. It came so that it could do everything that remained unfinished. It came to forgive the unforgivable, to give life to the dead, to make the rich poor, to make the strong meek. He accomplished all of this by the word of his mouth. And here too is something that doesn't really make sense. It's beyond all of our understanding because simple words should not be able to accomplish such things. But from this word made flesh, the word that creates by speaking all things into existence, also comes a word that kills in order to bring to life. And none of it makes sense, but there it is. And you know this is to be true because it happens to you. In this season of Advent, more than most other times of the church year, you hear the word, the call to repent. And repentance is the gift that cuts you down to nothing and then brings you back to life. Repentance begins with the law of God, that good and righteous law that must be perfectly kept. Repentance first is that rod that smacks you over the top of the head, which lays an axe to the root of your tree, which places your sin before you and declares you guilty. Guilty of the things that you try to justify away. Guilty of the hatred that you harbor for your neighbor. The lust that you have for all those things that aren't given to you. The envy that you have for the gifts that's given to another. The apathy for the good that's required of you. All the while, you're despising preaching in God's word while you use God's name for evil, while you bow down to self-made idols and run away following all those other gods that you've created. Repent. It does no good to rest upon your laurels. If you plan on producing good fruit, you better not nurture the tree with your own good works or good intentions or good feelings. You better not prune with shears made out of lineage and ancestry. You better not fertilize with your ability to keep the law, because none of that is going to do the tree any good. In fact, all of it will make the tree, will make you that much more diseased, that much more in need of the axe to be laid bare. But in the end, that's exactly where the tree must be, dead and cut off. If the tree isn't dead, if Christ doesn't speak his word into your heart and kill the wicked, lay bare the self-righteous, cut down the diseased tree, then the tree is doomed for destruction. So the Lord lays his axe at your roots. He cuts you down. His law chops at your good works and your good intentions and your good goodness until there's nothing left. He chops and he cuts. He kills and he makes dead. And this all seems a little bit too harsh, too difficult to comprehend, too difficult to accept. Why must God do all of this? Why must his law hurt so bad? Why must the law cut so deep and so true? Why must the law always speak to my sin? Why must the law kill? But it's necessary. If the diseased tree is not cut down, then a shoot can't come forth. If death does not come, the Lord cannot raise to new life. For this is how your Lord works. In these simple, backward sorts of ways that none of us would ever choose. He doesn't just make right the things of today, but he kills the things of yesterday in order to make new the things of tomorrow. As a judge against sin, there's no one more demanding than him and his lawful acts. But then, as a judge who sits in your favor and who always renders a verdict for you for the sake of Christ, there's no one who could be more gracious and loving and forgiving than your Heavenly Father. Jesus is the shoot of Jesse, come forth from the dead stump of humanity. Nothing alive there, not really. Nothing worth giving life. Not in this diseased hiddenness of mankind, not in your sinfulness or mine, not in the unlawfulness of all people and all nations, none of us worthy, not a single one. But from this dead stump of ours, as one with this stump, made from the same stumpy stuff as you and me, same stumpy hands and feet and eyes and ears, the same stumpy humanness comes the shoot that creates life in this once long dead stump. And this shoot is Christ, the tree of Jesse, the greater Solomon, David's son, yet David's Lord. And from this shoot comes your life, even right now. For you've already been made low, made to be nothing. You've already been killed and brought to death. Each new day, he cuts you anew so that he can bring you to new life again. And so now's that time for that second part of repentance that we forgot to mention before. Now's the time for that forgiveness of sins stuff. Now's the time for life to be made known to you, for life to shoot forth to you. And this life is given freely, washed over you like the River Jordan, splashed upon you as a bath of forgiveness. This life is in you, springing forth from you like a spring everlasting. This life is Christ, and it's Him for you. Always Him for you. From His death, He brings forth life so that in your death, He can bring you to life, make you new each and every single new day. Old Adam drowned, old tree cut down, new Adam made alive, new shoot springing forth. This is the way of our God, your Savior, your Lord, your shoot, your Jesus. From humanity's death, He comes forth to make humanity alive, so that in your death, He can make you alive. So that every single day, He can cut you down with His law and then bring forth something new in His gospel and His forgiveness. So that in all things, He can make alive, even as you gasp for your last and final breath. Even there, you'll find a glorious rest. Even there, as the axe is laid to the root of your tree, you will find a resting place in Christ, because He is the shoot that has been promised, has already come, comes to you this very day, and will come again in glory. And He's done it all for you, all while you were a dead and worthless stump. In the name of Jesus.